Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this first Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, Year A. Our readings for today, Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 2, verse 4a, Psalm 8, 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 11 to 13, and the Gospel of Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we have come because You have called us. We have come in the name of Jesus. We have come to declare the Father's love. We have come because You are worthy. We have come because You are here. Lord, empower us with Your Holy Spirit to truly acknowledge Your presence and to worship You alone. Amen. Lord, we feel like the disciples when You walked with them on the road to Emmaus, and they did not recognize Your presence. You came to them on the seashore, where their work was fruitless, and they felt they had failed. You had spoken to them about Your death and resurrection, but they didn't understand. They hid behind locked doors because they hadn't received Your power. Lord, by Your Holy Spirit, speak the word we need to hear and open our lives to receive it. May our worship, witness, and service reflect the love of God the Father, the grace of God the Son, and the power of God the Holy Spirit. Amen. We have the hymn, Holy, Holy, Holy. We pray the collect for the first Sunday after Pentecost, Trinity Sunday, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have given to us your servants grace by the confession of a true faith to acknowledge the glory of the eternal Trinity, and in the power of your divine majesty to worship the unity. Keep us steadfast in this faith and worship, and bring us at last to see you in your one and eternal glory, O Father, who with the Son and the Holy Spirit live and reign, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, God with Us. God with Us. Today, Trinity Sunday, the Church invites us to focus on the nature of God. Our Catechism tells us that there is one God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth, and of all that exists, both seen and unseen. The Book of Common Prayer, page 390. We also read that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God. That is, Jesus is the only perfect image of the Father and shows us the nature of God, which is God is love. Book of Common Prayer, page 394. We are taught that the Holy Spirit is the third person of the Trinity, God at work in the world and in the Church, even now. Page 398. We believe in a triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we affirm that faith whenever we recite the Apostles and the Nicene Creeds. There is a third creed called the Athanasius Creed, which is occasionally used in some churches. Book of Common Prayer, 397. This creed states in part, the Father is God, the Son is God, the Spirit is God, but they are not three gods, but one God. Our lessons today remind us of the part that God plays in our lives. Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to chapter 2, verse A, reminds us that God called the world into being, that God was active in creation. The writer of the book of Genesis states, in the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep, while a wind, the Spirit, from God swept over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 4a. The Father spoke the word, Jesus, in the presence of the wind of God, the Spirit, and creation came into being. All that God created was good. In fact, the writer of the book of Genesis makes a bold claim at the end of the creative process, the writer says, God saw everything that God had made, and indeed, it was very good. Genesis chapter 1, verse 31a. Having brought the universe, including the earth, into being, God was pleased with God's handiwork, and God loved God's creation. In love, God has been actively involved in human affairs. This relationship began when God chose Abraham and Sarah to be the originators of a great nation, a nation that would be a blessing to all the families of the world. The writer says, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, so that you be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all families of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 to 3. God made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, later called the children of Israel. "I will be your God, and you will be my people." And God was active in the lives of the people of the old covenant. God was with them, always demonstrating God's love for them. When they were slaves in Egypt, God sent Moses to Pharaoh to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Even when they were disobedient and wandered in the wilderness for 40 years, God was with them, providing them with guidance, a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. God provided food and water for them. God protected them against the Egyptians and other enemies. Later, God established them in the land of promise as a great nation under King David. They rebelled against God. They did not obey God's law. They did not listen to and even killed God's prophets. God in love then promised to send the Messiah, the anointed one, to save not only the children of Israel, but the whole world. The prophet Isaiah proclaimed, "The Lord himself shall give you a sign. Look, a young woman is with child, and she shall bear a son, and you shall name him Emmanuel," meaning God with us. Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. God fulfilled that promise with the birth of Jesus. The angel Gabriel told Mary, "And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Israel forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Luke chapter 1, verses 31 to 33. In love for us, God sent God's Son into the world to redeem us from sin and death. Our gospel today reminds us of the promise of Jesus as he was about to leave his disciples to go back to the Father, having completed his mission for the salvation of all humankind. Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I will be with you always to the end of the age. Matthew chapter 28, verses 18 to 20. Jesus kept that promise. The Holy Spirit came upon the disciples at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit has been received by all who have been baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, God is with us even now. The Holy Spirit has endowed us with spiritual gifts to enable us to do our task for God in the world. The Holy Spirit, God with us now, is able to transform us from people of the world to true disciples of Christ. St. Paul invites us to live by the Spirit and therefore demonstrate that God is with us as we exhibit the fruit of the Spirit: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23a. God with us in the Holy Spirit will enable us to overcome the flesh with its passions and desires and be guided by the Spirit. We have the assurance that God is always with us, whether we acknowledge it or not. The psalmist reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth be moved, and though the mountains be toppled into the depths of the sea. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2. If we forget that God is with us, Paul reminds us in his closing prayer in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. We pray with St. Paul, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us evermore. Amen. Let us pray. Lord of life, truth, and grace, bring all creation to delight in your peace. God of love, your mystery lies at the root of all creation. Deepen our awareness of your awesome being. Everlasting God, we exalt your name in all the world. Lord of life, truth, and grace, bring all creation to delight in your peace. Lord of grace, you reach through eternity to touch our mortal frame. Set our limited concerns in the wider vision of your truth. As you share our life, so may we come to share in your divine glory. Lord of life, truth, and grace, bring all creation to delight in your peace. Holy Spirit of fellowship, move between us to unite all people in one community. Strengthen all that builds cohesive living. God of peace, be present in our midst. Lord of life, truth, and grace, bring all creation to delight in your peace. Triune God, in your eternal vision, you hold creation from its beginning to its end. Sustain in love all who are faint or whose strength is failing. Restore our faith that you are with us to the end of the age. Lord of life, truth, and grace, bring all creation to delight in your peace. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you made us a little lower than angels. and are mindful of all your people. With love and thanksgiving, we commend to you all who have died. Adorn all the departed with your glory and honor. Lord of life, truth and grace, bring all creation to delight in your peace. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. And we have the Holy Trinity song. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the costs, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may God, the Holy Trinity, make you strong in faith and love defend you on every side and guide you in truth and peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you today, this week, and always. Amen. And we wish you a spirit-filled, rewarding, and productive week. Remember that Thursday is the Feast of Corpus Christi, the Feast of the Body of Christ, as we remind ourselves that the Lamb of God made that ultimate sacrifice on the cross so that we might have life. So, blessings for the week. And we leave you with, He's got the whole world in His hands.